She asks me every single week. She's like, what do you guys talk about? And I'm like,
No, literally, people ask me all the time, like, oh, like, do you guys, like, have, like, what's like, your podcast thing? I'm like, literally nothing.
Oh, my God. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Nicole.
Wow.
I love doing that.
Thanks.
Did you... I don't really want to ask you how your week was.
Oh, I feel what like the fuck?
It was bad.
It's gonna be on the rise. It's okay. Yeah, let's not talk about my
week.
You're
on the uphill climb.
Yeah, let's not talk about my week because I don't even remember what happened, to be honest. And what I do remember, I don't want to remember. So let's just not talk about my week. But let's more importantly ask about your week. More importantly, your day. What did you get done to yourself today, Jake?
I finished my vaccine today. You also finished your vaccine this week.
I did. It's because we're in like
That's
this.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. So now I am a week away now from, almost a week away from being fully protected.
I'm almost, well, I guess I'm 2 weeks away from being fully 95% immune or whatever. But yes, I think that's really exciting. There were so many more people there today than were there last time because there's so many more people able to get the vaccine now.
Oh yeah, yeah. When
like
I
eligible
when I went the last time, like for my second dose, it was popping in there. It was crazy. And then the pharmacist had to ask the one of the people who was vacuuming the floor, because I went and got it done at a grocery store, and he's like, you cannot be vacuuming right now, there are people getting their vaccines. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really interfere like at all.
Yeah. That's weird.
I can tell you're not listening to a word I'm saying.
No.
You're doing
I
what
I heard what you're saying. Somebody was vacuuming. Somebody was vacuuming and they were like, you can't vacuum up here. We are giving vaccines.
You're doing what I do when I pretend that I'm listening to someone. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. That's wild.
No, that's insane. That is so cool.
Do you feel drastically different?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because you got Pfizer.
Yeah, I know. You got Moderna. Moderna? More like Modirty.
Dolly Parton Modirty, helped fund it.
Modirty vaccine. I know. Isn't that cool? And somebody said that, well, I posted it on Facebook. That's how you know I thought it was really funny. Because I don't post anything on Facebook. But people were like, her vaccine works, or like, Moderna works 95%, or is 95% effective. So people were like, Dolly Parton's vaccine is working 95. Working 95.
I'm not gonna lie. Whenever cute.
I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's great. But whenever like I had a little 80s playlist that would pop up on Spotify, and whenever her songs would come up, I honestly would skip them. Not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been on a Dolly Parton kick lately. Like I'm actually. You know what really caused it? And it was like a catalyst for me starting to listen to Dolly Parton. It was that movie, Dumplin', with Jennifer Aniston, that Dolly Parton wrote for Netflix.
No. Sorry.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Doesn't ring a bell? Anyway, it's like basically all Dolly Parton songs, and the two like main...
Dumplin'?
The main character and her best friend is called Dumplin'.
Oh, Dumplin'.
The main character and her best friend were like obsessed with Dolly Parton, and they listened to it like the whole movie is like her music, like that's the soundtrack. And that's when I became kind of obsessed. That's how I found out about the song 9 to 5, and for an entire summer I listened to that song every time I was driving somewhere. It is such a pump up jam.
The entire time that you were talking, I was just thinking Dumplin'. I was just thinking about that word.
Dumplin'?
There's a few words that I care a lot about, like, and I think are very cute, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't have a favorite word, but puffy, dumpling, those are all really, really cute words.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dumplin' was kind of, like, derogatory toward the main character in this movie.
Mm.
I thought it was a really good movie. I really liked it. Anyway, so yeah, I've been kind of like recently listening to a lot more Dolly Parton music because I respect her very much as a musical artist and as a person in the media.
I did you respect her? I love not wearing makeup because whenever I tear up, I can just, like, rub it in rather than, like, you know.
Nicole, I'm so glad you yawned right after my sentence. It really hit home how interested you are in what I'm saying.
Also, we didn't dress up today. Jake told me today. He's like, oh, yeah, we're, since last week that we wore business attire, now this week we have to wear sweats. And
it was actually all a ruse to get you to wear sweats and to me to wear, like, something nice, like a t-shirt that says Paris.
You consider that nice? That's nice to you? You think that's nice? You think that's nicer than what I'm wearing right now? You think that's so nice?
Would you believe that if I told you that I got this shirt in Paris?
Yeah, because you can't shut the fuck up about it. Yeah, I would believe you.
Well, guess what? I didn't get it in Paris. I got it at Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. You told me this story before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just cannot take
what?
I just cannot take you seriously right now. The vaccine is doing something to you.
I'm having a blast. It's because I drank coffee. I feel so good. And I dyed my hair. Thanks for bringing it up, Nicole.
Oh.
Nicole sat with me. I FaceTimed her while sitting on my bathroom floor, towels surrounding me. And I said, Nicole, how do I do this? She made me go to Sally Beauty Supply.
Yeah, because you wanted to do it with a box dye. And I was like, no, you can actually get it done for probably cheaper and better quality.
It was only like $15.
Yeah, well, a box dye.
For me to dye my whole head.
Yeah, a box dye would probably come out to around that. But, like, it's at least better quality.
Yeah, and you made me get demi-permanent, which I learned would wash out, like, at some point. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, permanent, though, I just haven't had good experiences, and every single time that I dye my hair permanent, the roots get, like, orange. So that's why I just don't recommend that. So it's called...
Why would they get orange? Your hair is, like,
brunette. It's called hot roots. It's, like, when, like, all, like, I think it's the peroxide inside of the dye, it, like, gets, like, really hot because your scalp is the hottest part. So it, like, heats up, and then it, like, bleaches your roots.
Wait, but if I'm dying, like, my hair, if I'm dying my hair,
you still have roots.
Darker.
Yeah.
Would it still come out orange?
I was dying my hair darker. That's what happened to me.
That's insane.
And then Jake got this very specific haircut that was supposed to look a certain way, and he was like, I want to style like this, and then you didn't,
way too short.
You did not style it like that a single time.
I'm gonna put a picture of what I wanted to style my hair like, and literally when I try to do it, it's like way too short now. Mm. Like he cut it too short. I'm just gonna have to wait like a month till it grows out a little bit, and then I'll start doing that. Because right now it's like I also don't have like enough of the hair, so like even when I brush it all the way down like this, it's like streaky. I don't know. It's just like little like clumps of hair, and I really don't like that.
I'm thinking about finding an alternative hairstylist, like people who specialize in like shag haircuts and like mullets and everything.
Oh my gosh! I thought you were shading your hairstylist right now.
Oh, I'm thinking about getting one that is different and alternative. I mean, I'm not shading her. She just doesn't really like that style of cutting.
You just mean like alternative hair, like
yes.
Indie hair.
But no, we should jump into the Q&A because maybe that'll be like more fun, because then people could ask questions and everything.
Give us a question, Nicole.
Okay.
Tell us what's up.
No, so we decided to do a Q&A on the Instagram page, which
very
is called
late in the game.
Yes. Talk Nasty Podcast. So go follow it if you haven't already, because when I do remember to post on there, I do post. So kind of fun.
It's so true. She does.
And all of the comments are flooded with people saying that they were not expecting Jake to look the way that Jake looks. So mm-hmm. That's funny.
Well, guess what? They're probably not expecting me to look the way that I look this week.
Yeah. People's
new hair.
Someone commented and they said that you just look like a Republican. I feel like that was the meanest comment of them
all.
Oh,
wow. That is really mean. That's like a hate comment.
The most like common question, at least in the beginning, is how did we meet?
Oh, this is such a good story, Nicole.
Ew, I was about to say, I don't know if I remember it, and then I remembered. We talked about it
on... Of course you remember it. We talk about it all the time.
We talked about it on an earlier podcast, but I'll let you take it away. And
Well, we talked about it on a deleted
podcast. Did we? We never talked about it on an official... Mm-hmm. Okay, you take it away,
on
Jake.
On the secret cast.
Yeah, the secret cast that will never be released, and we probably have it already deleted.
Yeah, basically. So, so Nicole, describe like the way that, okay, so basically Nicole and I were like working in res life at Temple University.
Are you together. Okay?
I don't know. I'm having a malfunction really fast.
Wait, that was another, that was the second question I got. Is Jake a robot?
Why would I be a robot?
Exposed. Yeah, people told me that I needed a co-host for my podcast, so I created one.
I'm not a robot. I'm actually just, I'm like a spawn of like Nicole's, like a super energized spawn of Nicole's ovary. Wait, what comes out of the ovary?
Eggs?
Eggs. It's like you took an egg. Oh wait, but I guess you need like the other part of it. But they took an egg and they like grew me really fast in a lab. I'm not a robot. I am an organism, but yes, I was grown just for this podcast.
One time I was playing one of those card games. I don't remember what.
Cards Against Humanity?
No. I was like a kid. I was in elementary school and I don't know what the game was, but I was over at my friend's house in the mornings because when we would have like a 2-hour delay because of snow, my mom would drop me off at my friend's house and then like his mom would take us to school. And one of the words on the cards was organism. And I was in like maybe the fourth grade, maybe, or something like that. And I definitely like I read it out loud and I was like, orgasm. And then his mom just started busting out laughing and she's like, we're not playing this game anymore. And then she made us like put it away. And then I was like, I don't know what it means, but I think it sounds bad. And that was the end of that. So I get really nervous saying that word.
One time there was like a meme where somebody was like standing in front of a road sign. And I forget what the full word of the road was, but I thought it was like a funny word, so I showed my mom, and she got so angry. And it was like Dildo Street, and I didn't know what that meant, so I thought it was funny. Like I just thought it was a funny word.
Today I had to explain to my mom what pussy meant. So
oh,
she was like,
"That's always a good conversation."
She's like, "So is it a good thing or a bad thing?" And I was like, "Well,"
and you're like, "Depends."
Yeah, if it's to Jake, it's a bad thing. But anyone else?
No, well, I mean, like, feminism? Pussy is good.
You never answered how we actually met, though.
Oh, so yeah, basically, Nicole and I worked as for Res Life at Temple, and they had, like, this... Okay, which, like, is so stupid. They had a new, like, staff mixer. So like we went to the basement of this
dorm, call it what it is.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the term. They don't like when we call them dorms.
Yeah, well, so we don't work there anymore. We're not employed.
You know what? No. But it's still ingrained in me. They call them residence halls. But we were in the basement of one, and they have like games and stuff and chairs and places to hang out down there. And me and my friend Clayton, well, our friend.
You say this every single time. You say this every single time.
I'm like my friend Clayton.
I too am friends with Clayton.
Well, that's what you think, but I'm kidding. Yeah, I know a little. No, I'm kidding. So Nicole was sitting, looking very sad and alone. and she kind of had like this like deep sigh thing going on where she was like,
I don't think I was, but honestly that kind of makes sense because I do that anyway. I make that sound regardless. So
yeah, exactly. And she was like, no one's talking to me, nobody wants to hang out with
me. I would never complain about someone not wanting to talk to me or hang out with me. That is a good thing in my eyes.
Well, this time you were, and in my version of the story, you were. So that's what we're going to go with.
Okay.
I'm the one telling the story.
All right, continue.
So Nicole was looking really sad. Nicole was looking really sad and alone at this new RA mixer. Like, everybody was actively avoiding her. And I said, I feel bad. I want to go talk to Lone Girl. And, you know, Nicole looked cool. She had, like, a little nose ring going on. And she was wearing, like, this jacket, which I don't know if she wears anymore. Because
was I?
Sometimes... Yeah. You were wearing like the red and black jacket that's like gray on the inside. Big puffy
Yeah,
windbreaker.
I still have it.
Yeah.
I still have it. I
Oh, okay.
contemplate getting rid of her sometimes and then I never do.
I think you should give it to me because that's
No.
the reason I remember it, is because I
No,
was
no,
obsessed with it and I really wanted
no.
it. And so Nicole and I met there, and we like got to talking. I'm like, "Hi, I'm Jake. I'm the most popular one here."
And
And she was like, ugh.
I really was sitting all alone. Not like intent. I just don't do well at that kind of stuff. Like, I don't just like go up and like socialize with someone. I usually need like one friend and then I need to meet like mutual. Like, that's how I can meet other people. Like, Jake can go up to anyone and just talk to them and I can't do that. And like, that's fine. That's just not the type of
To be
person I
honest
am.
though, like the calling something a mixer and going to a mixer is so, it makes you just feel like this is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna meet anyone here. This is dumb, right? And so that's like, I guess that's why I was surprised that it works so well.
They tell you
Because me and you met from it. Like I'm like, mixers
that
are stupid, don't do that.
they tell you that it's gonna be like this super big fun time and this party and everything. And then literally like four
You
like
get there.
yeah, then you get there and then you realize what like res life training really is and you're like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna have so much fun." That's your initial like reaction. Like 4 days later, you're like really knee deep into like suicidal ideation, like de-escalation, and you're like, "Holy fuck." And then like that same night, they're like, "Okay, we need to cheer you guys up. Here's a buffet dinner as well as paraffin wax that you can put your hands into." Did you get to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was, I never did it because I
I
thought it
did
was
it.
weird and I didn't want to stick my hand dirty. I didn't want to stick my dirty hands into the vat of dirty hand wax. So I never did it,
I did
but
it.
I do remember that, and it was like this whole party that they had that night. And of course, they never like plan anything for people with like a, dietary
Yeah,
restrictions.
no.
So there's like three things for vegetarian and vegans to eat because it's a freaking taco night. So it's like, oh, you can have lettuce in your taco shell or
And
burrito
that's it.
shell. And like that's it. Like that's it. I was like, oh yum, tortilla. I love tortillas.
But Jake and I
Good
didn't like
thing I
really
it's
like
the only thing I can eat.
Yeah, Jake and I didn't really hang out until like a few like we would see each other here and there and then we also like got a veggie burger and shared it over gossiping over not gossiping but just RA crushes. That cool.
Yes,
Yes.
that's a good, yeah,
Yes.
that's a good way of
But
putting
not
it.
from
But
my
like
end. I
Nicole
have
and
a
I,
boyfriend. But
and had a boyfriend at the time.
yes.
So from my end, I was like, she's off limits. Like,
No, and so we didn't talk for a while, but then we just kept running into each other, like actually physically, between these two
yeah.
buildings. And then one day we were like, we should hang out. Coachella's actually playing on tonight. Let's watch it on the computer. And then I invited Jake
Nicole said,
over.
"Do you want to go to Coachella with me?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. We should totally go to Coachella." And then I showed up at her dorm and she was like, "Here's my laptop."
Yeah,
And she
literally.
opened it and I went, no, I'm kidding."
We made oat milk together and then we watched Coachella together and that was our night. I think it was fun.
Yeah, and I think, but that was like toward the end of our sophomore year, because at the beginning of our sophomore year, Nicole and I like saw each other a lot
Yeah.
over that a week long of RA training because we were talking about the hot goss,
Hot goss.
gossip, hot goss. Sorry, I don't know why I like had to like elaborate on what goss meant for you, but I felt like I needed to. But Nicole was like, we like saw each other a lot, and I considered Nicole like an acquaintance at that time.
Yeah.
And so when it came down to the next year, so I actually wasn't an RA yet. I was working as like a level under RA, which I did not want to be doing anymore after the year that I did it because it was a horrible job and it was boring, and the people who ran it were bad. Anyway, whole other story. Well, I mean, the people who run Temple Res Life in general, pretty horrible people.
No
But
comment.
no comment. You know what, Nicole? Yeah, don't act like you haven't commented on this.
I have clearly made my stance on res life, especially at our university, very neutral on my channel.
That is so true. That is so true. Yeah, Nicole never. Nicole doesn't. She doesn't. Once she left Res Life, she actually just like forgot everyone at RA. Like, no. She was like, Temple has Res Life?
Oh my God, they have dorms here? That's
They're
crazy.
dorms? That's crazy. I live off campus. I commute. But yeah, Nicole and I started hanging out because she was pimping me out to our, well, like, what would become my resident director so that we could work in the same building.
Yeah, every single day I would go back to my boss's room. Well, not his room, like his, like, office. And I would go in there and I'd be like, here I am, ready to pimp my friend Jake out to you. You Jake should out, hire yeah. him. And he thought it was so funny that I kept saying pimp him out. And then it was an absolute nightmare when you did get hired. That wasn't the nightmare. That I expected you to get hired. The nightmare.
That was an absolute nightmare.
The nightmare. And I don't know if I ever told you this. I was actually legitimately scared when it was the night of, like, our first big meeting and stuff. And my boss told the group, like, who the pairs were, because there's two RAs per floor. And Jake and I got paired together, and I was actually terrified.
To work with me?
Yeah, I thought it was...
What? No,
I thought that it was going to, like, rip our friendship apart. I thought that we would argue a lot and that we would not be friends by the end of it. I was like... I told him, I was like, I think this might be a bad idea. He's like, are you joking? I can't tell if you're joking or not. And I was like, I'm just really scared of him and I hating each other by the end of this.
No.
We had a,
I truly do
you
not.
You and I had a very different relationship back then than we do now.
Okay, I would agree.
We were not as comfortable with each other yet.
Here's my thing is we basically worked the same floors and stuff in.
Yes, like, and then it was like fine.
We were basically co-RAs in. I don't think. I mean, we're basically co-RAs in the
and
building
where?
We moved to anyway. No, but Nicole and I were supposed to have the same floor, which I remember that staff meeting because okay, wait. First of all, we've now talked for like probably half an hour about how we met. Anyway, like this Q&A question is endless. But Nicole and I thought no, when he handed out that little. Piece of paper and it said like everybody's floor assignments on it. I literally because there was no way in my mind that he was gonna put us together.
Oh no, I didn't think that he would put us together either. I was like, why would he put the two
ever?
Yeah, I didn't think that it was gonna be a good idea.
You pimped me out to him. I was like, there's no way he's gonna put two friends
absolutely not.
Same floor.
And then he did.
Yeah, and then he ended up doing it, and I was like actually so excited to work with you. I'm actually kind of disappointed to know that you were terrified.
No, I was excited. I was excited. We wanted a camp theme, right? Like we wanted to do like a campfire.
Well, we went through a few.
Yeah, we had
we
a few.
We wanted to
different...
do like a camping theme. Yeah. But there was like the 90s like that I wanted to do too.
Yes. And like it wasn't that I was terrified to work with you. It was just more so that I was terrified of our friendship being ruined and then us hating each other as coworkers because we would be around each other too much because it was around a time where I think both of us could only tolerate each other for so many minutes and because our relationship was very different. We weren't as comfortable with each other. Like if something was like, you know, when you first have a new friend and you feel the need to always like there's no room for
beyond and like. It's like a customer service.
Oh, yeah. Like there's
thing where you're like.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like there's no room to like there's no room for awkward silence. There's no room for anything. Like I'm texting a new friend right now and I am like terrified of this person knowing that I'm like a person, like a human being. Like I want this person to think that I am this perfect like little human being and always like respond so quickly and everything. So it was just a very different time. And then you and I didn't really start getting actually close though until quarantine, I feel like. Like, super, super close. Like, we were close when we lived at our last building, but, like, now we call each
That's
other
true.
Every single... You and I talk every single day.
To me, that is really true. We do talk every single day.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy. You're, like, on a list of, like, three people that I call.
Oh, my God. I'm on a list.
I know. And I don't text anybody either. So, like, if you're on my call list, you did it. Congratulations. You're also one of my pinned... Do you have, like, pinned... messages on your phone?
No, you can do that.
Yeah, you're one of my pinned messages.
Oh my
God. You get like six. I put six on there.
Oh, what? Wait, I'm number
one of my
six?
Pinned messages? No, you're number two.
Oh, who's number one?
I don't know. Let me check. Who did I pin first? First
I'm gonna
is...
make a pin list.
Oh, okay. Well, first is like my best friend ever.
Oh, fine.
His name's Jared. We went live the other day and like a bunch of random people who follow me came into our live and I was like, this is Jared and I have, like, a friendship where, like, we kind of just, like, sit there on FaceTime and, like, we, like, do whatever we're doing and, like, talk to each other from time to time and, like, purposely have awkward silences.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think people came in and they were, like, immediately uncomfortable by the fact that we were both just, like...
I'd be uncomfortable, so... too. But I feel like we should
What? I'm really liking this. I'm really liking this topic.
But this topic about us meeting? You think that this is exciting?
Yeah, I'm having a blast. I wanted to talk about how we made monkey bread and almost burned down our building.
I feel like we've talked about that before.
Oh, fine, Nicole.
Did we?
The next one.
Did we? Okay, so someone said, do you think about publishing a video version of the podcast? Baby, where have you been?
No.
There is
no,
a video version. Don't.
Personally, I've never thought about that. So.
Yes, we actually do have a video version of the podcast out now. It's on the YouTube page called Talk Nasty Podcast, and you can find it on there. So this is our second video ever.
Come see my new hair. Anyway.
Yes. Next question is, what's one thing that the other does that annoys you the most?
Oh my god!
I don't know if you
what
can
is
think
this?
Of
the
anything.
Boyfriend tag? Literally, what is this?
I don't know if you'll be able to think of anything for me. I have to start thinking about which
so
one
true,
I want to choose for you. Which one do I want to choose for you?
Like,
which
why don't
one
you just
do
open up
say?
Your notes app where you have them all written out?
Actually, let me text or see my text to my boyfriend where I vent about you. What's something about you that... No, you go first.
Let me see the text to your boyfriend where I vent about you. Let me look at that. Nicole,
you go first.
I don't know. I have, like... Back in, like, last year, it was like, why doesn't she ever pick up my calls?
That was it. Aww.
I don't have any, like, pet... I don't know. Who thinks about people like that?
You don't have a pet...
Like, I hate... I don't think about people like, I hate when, especially my friends.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
We barely even see each other.
I don't do that, but I guess, like, that is an example. I didn't pick up your calls. Like, that was annoying to you.
Sure. Yes. But, like, we're long past that. Now you pick up every one of my calls because we're business partners.
Okay. My thing that annoys me about you in this business relationship is when Jake will cancel the podcast for things that are like, I won't be able to move my arm tomorrow. But then, like, I'm like, Jake, can we push the podcasting back to like 5 o'clock? And he's like, no, I have to go to bed at 8. That's what makes me annoyed.
Okay. One of us, I'm going to say it again. One of us has a full-time job.
If you start a podcast at 5 p.m., it will go until 6:30 max. You can't go to bed at 8?
What time did we start this podcast?
Today. This is today.
Here's my thing, is Nicole, we will always say, let's start the podcast at blah, blah, blah. And then we will literally spend the first 30 minutes of when we were supposed to start it setting up, which is fine, but like also just talking about other stuff. And then we're like, should we start the podcast now? At like, so we'll be like, we'll start at 5:30. We get here at 5:30. We're like talking. And then it isn't until like 6 until we start the podcast.
And then Jake, I jokingly tweeted this, but I was like, reasons Jake could not attend the podcast this week. Bought a car, inconvenience. Got the vaccine, an inconvenience. What was the third thing that you did that you couldn't come to the podcast?
Work?
No.
Are you getting the receipts?
No, I'm going to the next question.
You're like, I'm inserting a picture of the text messages now.
Somebody said, would you guys ever willingly live together?
Yes. Yes, that would be so easy.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Obviously, I've said to you, you should move out to LA so that we can live together.
Jake and I, when we were having, well, it wasn't we, it was I, but because it was my problem, it was everyone's problem. When I was having roommate problems at our last, like, building.
And we had an open room, is this what you're about to
yes,
say?
Yes, Jake.
You were going to move it.
Jake and his roommate had an open room because it was the office that no one used. It was a storage room and it was a vacant bedroom. And it took, like, I literally considered sometimes, well, Jake said no, but Jake also sometimes was like, well, you could come and sleep here, I guess, if you really want to. You did offer that one night when all my sheets were damp because my AC was broken. So That.
I do remember that.
Sometimes I think about that, like, well, I did try and convince you to move to New York City, and then I was like, it could be really fun, we could maybe be roommates, but just maybe, because I don't know, because I really want to live alone, so...
Yeah, you did say that.
But,
She was like, you can live in the apartment above mine.
I told Adam, my own boyfriend, I was like, we could be neighbors, we could live in the same building, but just be neighbors.
Not just, like, let's buy a two-bedroom and, like, give each other our space.
No, I need to live alone for at least 1 year. And I have to live by this because my mom, one of her friends, when I was really younger, she, like, sat me down and, like, looked me in my eye and was like, Nicole, when you are older, you have to live alone at least for 1 year before you choose to live with a man. Have at least one apartment to yourself. You have to do that, promise me. And I didn't understand.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I didn't understand what she meant by that. And then I thought, like, oh, well, I already lived in college alone. Like, that was my living alone. No, it wasn't. Living alone in college as an RA is not the same as, like, living in your own apartment. So the answer.
Yeah, you barely lived alone, too. You had a room or a door that connected you to the other side of the, of, like, these random boys' dorms.
Yeah, literally. So, yeah, they could hear me pee constantly.
And you could hear them pee. Yeah.
So, and my answer is yes, I would, but I also want to live alone before I can live with a man. So, if I were to live with a roomie, it would be have to be after my year long, you know, hiatus from men.
And I'm just like, whatever saves me money.
What is your favorite thing about each other?
Oh, that's cute.
I can go first because you went Nicole, first last
now,
time.
Now you can open up your... Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, don't you need time to like look at your notes app?
Yeah, let me text my boyfriend and ask him what I like about it. Because he likes you more than I like you, he can probably give me a response.
That's so true.
And be like, say this.
He would give us such a good response.
Yes.
Aw, yeah. I love Adam. He's so nice. Go ahead, Nicole. What's your favorite thing about me?
My favorite thing about Jake is probably that he's not embarrassed to do anything. Like, I've never heard Jake say, I'm embarrassed. Like, he will never do something and then say, that was embarrassing. And I really admire that because I wish that I was like that. Like,
wow, because I get off of this podcast call and I immediately go, that was embarrassing.
No, like, for example, like, you can go up to someone at a stupid little mixer and say hi, and, like, I would not be able to do that. Like, that is, like, gut-wrenching, disgusting, like, very, very embarrassing of me that I would ever want to speak to someone. Like, that's very gross of me. Why would I do that? So I really admire that you're able to be so embarrassing all the time and not feel it.
Thank you. I thought you were going to talk about the time that I said Dobranoc in the middle of
that
Philly
was funny too.
To that those random ladies.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, Dobranoc means good night in Polish, and I taught Jake that word and a few other Polish words. And so we're in the middle of downtown Philly, and we're on probably past Lush, so maybe like on Walnut, if anyone was wondering. We were probably on like Walnut and like, I don't know, whatever other
Lush should sponsor us at this point because
I know.
We talk about
I
them
can't
almost
shut
every
up
episode.
About them. And Jake and I are walking, and I was like, hey, Jake, those women in front of us, they're speaking Polish. And he's like, oh, how do you know? And I was like, I can hear it. They're speaking Polish. Listen. And so Jake, and keep in mind, it's the middle of the day. And just in the middle of the day.
And we're all like walking down the street.
Yeah.
Like nobody's like stopped or anything.
No. In the middle of the street, Jake just goes, Dobranoc. And this woman like spins around so quickly because I would be terrified too if I was speaking Polish in public and then someone says good night. That's terrifying. What happens
yeah,
next?
It's like can you imagine like if I were like a hitman?
Yeah.
And I just went, Dobranoc.
Terrifying.
That's so sinister.
Absolutely terrifying. I feel really bad for her. So yes. What's your favorite thing about me? I know that's a really long
list. Oh, man, I was going to say next question. No, let me think. My favorite thing about Nicole Raffi is that she is very persistent and headstrong, and she knows what she wants.
Really? You think of me as persistent?
Yes.
You think I know what I want? Persistent.
Yes, I think you do know what you want. And I think that you work really, really, really hard to, like, achieve your goals, which I admire in anybody.
Wow.
But, like, I think YouTube is a really good example of how you are like that. And because, like, obviously, when... Because I just remember when you were starting your channel, and you would always say, like, that people would text you from, like, your hometown, or, like, people that knew you that, like, came across your videos, and they'd, like... People, like, do, like, this thing where they, like, are just texting you kind of, like, to get a rise out of you, acting like they... Not even, like, they care, but being just, like, condescending about it, right? Yeah. And that would happen to you a lot. And it never really, like, stopped you from doing YouTube. And it's the same with a lot of things.
No, but thank you. I really do appreciate that. I never really consider myself as a persistent person, but...
Well, yeah, persistent and resilient.
Thank you.
And I think those two things fall really, like, hand in hand. Because you need to be resilient to be persistent. And I think anytime you've come into, like, an issue... in your life, at least since I've known you, you've, like, worked hard through it to achieve what you, like the end goal that you wanted. And sometimes it didn't necessarily work out, but...
When has it not worked out?
Like, well, like, I mean, like, when you moved out of, like,
The
dorm and stuff, it's, like, obviously that didn't work out the exact way that you planned.
But it worked for the best.
But it worked for the best. Yeah. And it was an outcome that, in the end, you know... Like, achieved what you wanted in the first place, which was, like, not to live with this person.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Anyway.
So kind. Wow.
You're welcome, Nicole.
I love that. I'm going to hold that very close to my heart.
Anyway, so how many minutes of that do I need to cut out? Oh, you weren't recording, right, for that little part?
Someone said, what's Jake's favorite production he's ever been in, or his just... favorite overall play/musical. I know it.
What's my favorite music? Wait,
Newsies.
Tell me what's my favorite. What?
Newsies? No.
No, I've never even seen Newsies.
Okay. Isn't it kind of similar?
Wait, I'm gonna have to think about this.
Wait, isn't it Newsies? I thought it was Newsies. You're like
it's
obsessed with it.
Definitely not Newsies. No.
Something about like
no, I don't even know like half of the songs.
Like old school, lot of boys in it. What's like Newsies but not Newsies? What gives off Newsies vibes?
I have absolutely no idea. Literally the answer I probably would have told you a while ago was Ragtime. But that's nothing like Newsies.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was so excited. I thought it's I knew that.
You were so excited, and I'm so sorry, but I would never love a Disney musical. Not that I don't like Disney, but it just wouldn't be my favorite musical. Anyway, yeah, I've never even seen Newsies. Anyway, my favorite musical would have to be 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Is that a show?
Yeah, it is. It's actually really funny, and... yeah, it's definitely my favorite, and it has, like, it's, like, a dream for me to be in it.
Very nice. Yeah.
And then my favorite thing that I've ever been in was probably the last show that I was in, which was Peter and the Starcatcher.
I like that show
a lot. Which Nicole saw.
I did.
At my school.
It was very good. I liked it.
Cool. Good question. Thank you for asking.
Someone asked, cringiest phases you went through. My cringiest phase was probably when I was a huge Fousey Tube stan and Macklemore and when I was a huge Macklemore stan. Those two, they happen around the same time, and I'm not gonna question it. It was like such a time where I would defend those men to no end, and like especially like Fousey Tube, like Macklemore didn't really do anything wrong, but it was just, I'm so embarrassed that I was like one of those fangirls that it was so annoying that people had to unfollow me off of Twitter because I tweeted too much. And it was at the time where on Twitter, if you added someone, then everyone could see it on the timeline.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does that not happen anymore?
Unless you follow that person.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a pretty cringy face. And I do remember you talking about Fousey Tube.
Yeah.
I don't know who Fousey Tube is. Also, I'm surprised people even had opinions on somebody named Fousey Tube. My cringiest phase was probably like in middle school when this isn't even like a phase of things that I was interested in, but I would wear these over the ear. So I, first of all, I had an iPad from 8th grade on, or 7th grade on, because I saved up, like, birthday money or something from, like, 2 birthdays to buy this iPad. And I would carry it in my backpack to 7th grade on the bus, and I would have these Bluetooth. Well, first of all, I think the phase right before that where I would literally stick the audio jack and, like, have, like, the earbuds coming out of my backpack from my huge
iPad. Oh, that's extremely embarrassing. Why'd you do that?
Yes, but, like, I had, like, these headphones that were Bluetooth, and I would literally be on the bus. I don't know why, and, like, I wouldn't, back in middle school, I would not, like, I would just wear, like, sweatshirts all day, and so, like, I would never change in gym when they told us to change, which is so putrid and disgusting, but it, like, it really matches, like, what a middle school kid is like.
The musty scent that is middle school.
Literally. And I was like, I'm fine, because, first of all, I wore deodorant sometimes. Second of all, I'm wearing a huge sweatshirt. Nobody can smell me.
You were definitely smellable.
Sweaty. Oh, third of all, I didn't try very hard in gym class.
Oh.
In middle school.
I didn't. Well, I think I would have tried harder, and honestly, in high school. Like, I wish that I would have, but I became friends with the girls who only like to walk the track, and, like, it was, like, stupid and lame if you try to, like, play a game or something. I was like, I don't know, guys. Like, I sometimes like playing basketball, even though I'm not that good, but, like, I would like to play it.
And they're like, ew, Nicole.
Yeah, and so they're like, no, we're walking the track. So I would have to go, and I'm like, okay, I'll walk the track.
So if you want all the hot goss, you better be on that track doing a mile with us.
Someone said, what's the most embarrassing thing that has happened in a situation where you were both there? Embarrassing.
One time, Nicole and I... Okay, so for Nicole's 21st birthday, we went to this place in Philly with tacos. And someone we were with said that they spoke Spanish. And we were like... And we were like, oh my gosh, so cool. And, like, the place was authentic Mexican food, like, real tacos and stuff. And we were like, that's so cool. And this person is looking at the menu, right? And she's like, she has, like, absolutely no idea what this menu says. And she's asking a ton of questions to the waiter, poor waiter dude. And we're all sitting there and we're, like, so confused because this person said, I'm trying not to give away the gender of the person. This person said... that they spoke Spanish, and they're sitting there like, what are arapas? what is that? Is that good? And like this poor waiter, and we're all sitting there and we're like,
yes.
What the heck? And then, it was just so embarrassing for us because they asked so many questions.
And then this person was like, oh no, I really like this one food. And then the guy was like, oh, well, we don't have that because this is a Mexican restaurant. And that's like typically, I think it was like a Cuban dish. And they were like, we don't have that, but I can give you something that is like the most similar to it, but it is different. Like it's made with corn instead and it's made with beef instead. And then this person was like, oh my God, yes. I really want that. Like, bring that out to me. Brings it out. And this person's like, this is nothing like that dish that I wanted. And the guy's like, yeah, well, yeah, because it's not it. Like, that's the most similar. That's not the dish. This is the most similar.
That was really embarrassing.
It was so bad. And then it was really embarrassing about paying for the check. Someone said, if your lives were a movie, who would you want to play you and why?
That's a really...
Oh my God, who do I like?
If Nicole was included in my movie, she'd be played by the one and only Timothy Chalamet.
I would be Timothy Chalamet?
You'd be played by Timothy Chalamet.
Of all people? Why?
I think that you guys have similar bone structure. And, like I think he would be able to, like, I mean, he could just wear a wig. But... You have, like, a similar face and skin tone. And I just like it would be very iconic to see him in a role as you.
Do we?
Yeah.
Like,
obviously, I would gender bend myself. And, like, I would be played by a woman as well. Or because Nicole is being played by a man. So I guess if, for me, I would do... probably Chris Evans.
boring. I would not watch that movie. Boring. I'm sorry.
No, I would not. No, I would do Saoirse Ronan, and I know that's, like, really...
Oh, my God. I was going to maybe say that for mine.
Too bad. Already said
okay,
it.
Okay, sorry.
Find someone else. You're like, well, Timothée Chalamet would play me. And...
I have to do a quick Google for my person.
Okay, that's fine. I want to actually tell this quick story, which was that
okay.
on one of our secret episodes, I talked to Nicole. We were talking about refrigerators. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about refrigerators on one of our secret episodes because it was not the time when my parents got it. It was when they were like, when I was like convincing them to order it
right.
and get a new refrigerator.
Right.
And Nicole was like, and I was, oh, it's because I went to Home Depot and I was looking at all like the refrigerators there that they have on display. And I was like, these are so, first of all, these refrigerators are sexy. These are some sexy refrigerators. And I was talking to Nicole about how they had the pull-out drawer at the bottom and the whatever. And Nicole was saying how she used to go to
Home Depot,
Home Depot, and she would spend all of her time in the refrigerator aisle.
Absolutely.
Because her refrigerator didn't work.
I was just in Home Depot and I didn't smell a single fridge. What the fuck?
Smell?
What?
You smell them?
Isn't that what we're talking about? The smell of the fridge from the inside?
No, I was gonna say that I'm sorry that this is so embarrassing for you now that was not what I was gonna say. you're like,
you weren't going to talk about the smell?
I'm like, no, I was not gonna talk about the smell.
I love the smell of a new fridge in Home Depot.
I'm down. I'm down for the smell of a new fridge. I'm very okay with that. But I will say, no, I wanted to say that I directed like the opening shot of your movie.
Oh, okay.
And if Nicole had a movie, I would definitely direct it, first of all, if it was about her life, because I'm kind of an amazing director. But here, let me set the scene for you.
Okay.
Nicole, 8 years old. Standing in the Home Depot refrigerator aisle, okay? Staring at the refrigerator of her dreams in front of her, okay? The refrigerator is... She opens the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Light all around, okay? It's a close-up shot on her face. She's like, wow, that's beautiful. It's so... 8-year-old her. It's so beautiful. And then... and then, okay... The refrigerator shuts really quickly. Pfft, hard cut. It's Nicole. 18 or
opening
or
my locker.
Right? Opening. No.
Oh,
what?
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
To Nicole, age something. I don't know where Nicole wants to start her coming of age film. But age whatever. Broken refrigerator that does not, water does not come out of at your house. Okay. And Nicole's like looking very like schlumpy. I don't know. Nicole never like looks schlumpy, but like she's a bit miserable with this refrigerator, right? And I think that's the perfect coming of age like movie opener for your life. I don't know why.
I like that
idea.
I just
feel like it would be really powerful. I know. And you said that last time I brought it up too.
I keep thinking about you just saying, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And I can't wait for people to see what my face looked like when I
say it again.
Said that. Wow. So beautiful.
Yeah. That's, and it's your voice, like, dubbed over, like, little me, like, saying it. Yeah.
Yes. That'd be so funny.
The person who I would probably want to play me in my little movie would probably be, I think her last name is pronounced, well, I'll say it. I think it's Caitlin Dever from Booksmart. It's
oh
yes, not Beanie.
Is she
Caitlin.
Was she in
Beautiful Boy?
Was she in, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. What was she? She wasn't in Lady Bird. That's not the one.
No, wait, I she might be.
On. Was she the friend in Lady Bird?
Beanie.
Why don't you just turn your camera to the picture of her?
Beanie was the friend in Lady Bird. Her.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she would play a really good you.
I say her because I get told a lot that I look like her. And while I was watching Booksmart, I was like, I really like her. Like, I relate to this character so much. Like, I really like her. Like, I see a lot of myself in her. And then I was like, God, I'm never going to become an actress because there's already one of me out there. Actually, there's probably many of me out there. So, So I'm gonna say Caitlyn, and then who would play Jake for me? Probably like who if I didn't know that we were gonna be doing two, but I guess who would be playing Jake? See, I really liked Ezra Miller.
Oh,
who did you say? Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, so that it's, yeah, it's beautiful boy all over again, but like wholesome and and not like a bad relationship between these two people.
Oh, that's nice. Like, give them a second chance.
Yes, exactly.
In the movie, in I saw your tweet, are you okay, the movie?
Someone said, would you marry each other for $1 million and then break up? I would say yes.
Yes. I would do anything for $1 million. Oh, not true. Don't hold me to that.
I would say yes, just because I hold the weight of, like, a marriage certificate a lot less than a lot of people do. Like, if we get married, I'm...
Yeah, I do not care.
Right. Like, I'm going to be like, okay, like, that's cool. I'm divorced. Like, that's awesome. Someone, we can leave this as our last question. Someone said, what is your biggest hot take? I feel like you might have some controversial ones.
I do. Here's my biggest hot take, and I was talking about it, and I get very passionate about it when I talk about it. If you're having a pizza party, you should not order any pepperoni pizza. Okay?
It ruins our lives.
I'm tired. I am tired of people asking the people at the who are going to attend this pizza party what type of pizza they want. Okay? I'm vegetarian. Okay? The answer is plain. You get plain pizza. It pleases everybody. Okay? Because you know what happens when somebody's like, oh yeah, I would love some pepperoni. They order a whole dang pepperoni pie, and the like three people who ask for pepperoni eat one slice of pepperoni each, and then there's like half of a pie of pepperoni, and you know what they eat instead of pepperoni? They get one slice of plain too. Well, guess what? I can't freaking have the pepperoni. I want the plain pizza, and I could have more slices of plain pizza had you not ordered and wasted a whole pizza pie on the pepperoni.
It's true. I mean, it doesn't really bother me because I can't eat cheese anyway, but yeah, I agree.
Isn't that, like, inconsiderate? It's like, oh, because three people want pepperoni pizza, you're just gonna, like, waste a whole pie when I would eat, like, four slices of pizza. But I can only get two because all the people who are eating pepperoni want pepperoni and plain. Just get plain. Everybody likes plain pizza.
I always liked plain pizza when I still ate dairy. I liked plain pizza. I'll never forget my old bosses messaged me and said, hey, Nicole, in our local grocery store, like the one at college, they were like, sorry, I just dropped my phone. He asked me, and I'll tell him this to his face, too. It's okay. But he was like, hey, Nicole, can you tell me, like, where they have all the vegan meats at this grocery store, like, that by our college? And I was like, oh, my God, we're having, like, a Thanksgiving, like, cook meal type thing tonight. This is so exciting that they're even considering me and they're buying me, like, vegan meat. Like, that's so kind of them. They didn't have to do that. And then I remember showing up to the thing, and then I was like, oh, where are the vegan meats that you bought? And he was like, oh, I didn't buy them for this. I bought them for my own, like, club meeting or whatever. And I was like, so you ask the vegan on the day of, like, our, like, little
Our little party.
Yeah, our party. And so there was, like, nothing for me to eat. And then my boss forced him to go get falafel for me from, like, the local store. Oh, well. Yeah, and I was just like, this is so, like, sad. I hate being, like, babied and like pitied, but at the same time I did not have food to eat, so lame.
That is so annoying.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a hot take or
hot take? Okay, like I'll do a vegan hot take too. Hot take, you're not that funny when you say I wish I could be vegan but I just love cheese too much. It's not quirky.
Oh yeah, that's not funny.
It's just kind of like okay.
Just say that you don't want to be vegan.
Yeah, just say it's. Like, I promise I won't care.
You don't have to be like, ugh, but cheese and ice cream. Nom nom, yummy in my tummy.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that
how,
is annoying.
I don't know how you do it. I just I don't love know how cheese you do and it. Ice cream
oh,
so
the
much.
Worst one. Yeah.
And I'm
just like, well, okay.
Yeah, like, okay. I don't really care that much what you, whatever.
Also, I hate when people, when people act like, oh my gosh, when they like police what you're eating. And they're like, that's not vegan.
Oh, yes. I hate that. I get that all the time. I can't post a single, like, photo or video of anything because people like, are like...
fake meat?
Yeah, people are like, I thought you were vegan. Like, if I say I...
That is so annoying.
I'm eating ice cream right now, people are like, oh my God, you're not vegan anymore. And I'm like, okay, but if I said vegan ice cream, then people complain that vegans always mention that they're vegan. There is no winning. There is absolutely no winning. Yeah,
that is so annoying. No, and you know what happens to me is, like, I will be eating fake meat, and someone's like, is that vegetarian? I'm vegetarian. I'm not vegan. But they'll be like, is that vegetarian? I'm like, yes. Yeah. Why would I be eating it if it wasn't? Like I'm sure you would know if I wasn't vegetarian anymore. But also, why do you care?
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode or watching on the YouTube channel. Peace and blessings. Love to you all. Thank you so much for watching. We love you so much. Thank you for sending in questions. Make sure to follow us on the Instagram page. It's just Talk Nasty to Me. And no, sorry. It's just at Talk Nasty Podcast. And then you can find the YouTube channel as well, which is Talk Nasty Podcast. And then also you can leave us a rating and review because we love reading the ratings and the reviews. And please make sure to leave us 5 stars.
We really do.
And you can do that on Apple Podcasts app. Make sure to do that. Leave us something nice. If it's something mean, then don't do that. Don't be mean to us.
Please don't. All right. I have found us a review. This review comes from Kaylin / could be Colin / could be Callan.
Okay.
But there is a smiley face at the end, which is really cool.
Good.
This is for the looks that I get listening to this podcast. This is absolutely the most hilarious podcast I've ever listened to. From vaccines to iCarly to stealing bath bombs from Lush. Allegedly, y'all. It keeps me on my toes and falling out of my chair from laughter every time. I listen to this podcast when I'm on runs, and I will just randomly start laughing when I'm running. And I get the weirdest looks, but it's worth it. Bah! You guys are too funny to not listen to. And then it's the face where there's, like, steam coming out of the nose. And like,
yes.
And then this hand.
Nice.
Much love from a fellow nasty.
Aw.
Heart.
Thank you. Cute. That's so kind.
Thank you. But that was also written on April 1st, so it could just be one big joke.
It could. I don't know how people listen to podcasts on runs, but then I remember that I literally used to listen to, like, slow, sad indie music while I used to lift and go on runs. Mm. So I kind of get it. I also would listen to podcasts, to be honest, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But on a run, that's dedication.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love you.
Thank you. XOXO, Nikki Nasty.
Gossip Girl. Oh.
See you next Tuesday
and
Thursday and for
Jakey
the video.
Fatty.
Oh my God, Jake, don't say that.
No, don't call me that if you call me that. Well, I'm kidding. Bye. Bye.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.